around midnight, and they'd get back home around Thursday night or Friday night. Okay, four bales of cutting on a wagon and used to run down. And the roads were bad then, but they didn't have no road machines. And, oh Lord, ruts in the road, the axles would be dragging on the ground.
Did you ever go on one of those?
Where's that?
Did you ever go on one of those trips?
Never did. Never My did? Daddy did. I never did go on those trips.
What did you do for a living?
Where's that?
What did you do for a living?
Farm, planting, cutting, corn, peas, potatoes. People had a good garden, turnips. Didn't have no ice on them in guts in the wintertime.
What did you do if you had to keep something cool from spoiling?
I don't know. They sit it down there with a fireplace. They'd boil peas or greens and eat dinner and crumb it up bread in that pot looking stuff and set it off there by the fireplace and eat it for supper. And you do that nice kitty. Didn't have no ice, didn't have nothing cool, wasn't no fridge there, no ice box, nothing like that. Folks put the milk in wells to try to cool it.
Did you do the same thing with the butter? To keep it cool?
They didn't put the butter in there because some butter eased up, folks got drained up the milk.
You just had to use that butter right away, didn't you?
You tell me. They didn't have no butter to be putting up. You see, that's what they eat. Mm-hmm. Butter, syrup, bread, and taters. Mm-hmm. A lot of people didn't have nothing. Plenty of times you go to people's house, didn't have a thing but taters and butter. And bread. Mm-hmm. That's breakfast, dinner, and supper.
It just wasn't practical to have much of it, was it?
They had flour in barrels, and they'd set you 10 or 12 pounds of flour, whatever you wanted, they'd weigh it out. And if you was able, you could get a barrel of flour for $4. It's cheap grain of flour, you get it $2.
Is that right?
Bushel of meal wouldn't cost us about 30 cents.
Sure is different now.
Get a whole cow, get a cow and calf for $6. A mess of beef costs you that $9, you don't have enough.
Oh, me.
Well, that's something to think about. And the way things is going, now, the folks didn't have no Frigidaire, but nothing. When I know ice, the people that get on the train up here in Kent and go to Troy and get 100-pound ice and bring it back on the train with them. And they'd go in the smokehouse and dig a hole in the smokehouse in the dirt and put that ice down in the ground to try to keep it, to have tea or something for Sunday. And some of them would get sawdust and throw in the smokehouse in that hole to try to save the ice. Yeah, I know, ice bucks and Frigidaire. Finally, some of them got to get the ice bucks and put the ice in it. Then you couldn't keep the ice from melting, you know. But you could keep stuff cool in there. Yeah, I know, ice bucks. I'd want it more time, a little high in the world. The Lord let people keep stuff. And
when they talk about the good old days, wasn't necessarily all that good back then. Some
that's
parts
right.
of it.
That's right. Everybody had a milk cow. You hear people late in the evening calling that cow, because that cow is what they're living off of.